of toil claiming its rights. It was necessary to combat it, and this was a duty, for it attacked the Republic. But what was June 1848 at bottom? A revolt of the people against itself. Where the subject is not lost sight of, there is no digression. May we then be permitted to arrest the reader's attention for a moment on the two absolutely unique barricades of which we have just spoken and which characterized this insurrection. One blocked the entrance of the Faubourg Saint-Antoine. The other defended the approach to the Faubourg du Temple. Those before whom these two fearful masterpieces of civil war reared themselves beneath the brilliant blue sky of June will never forget them. The Saint-Antoine barricade was tremendous. It was 3 stories high and 700 feet wide. It barred the vast opening of the Faubourg, that is to say, 3 streets from angle to angle, ravined, jagged, cut up, divided, crenellated, with an immense rent, buttressed with piles that were bastions in themselves, throwing out capes here and there, powerfully backed up by 2 great promontories of houses of the Faubourg. It reared itself like a cyclopean dyke at the end of the formidable place which had seen the 14th of July. 19 barricades were ranged, one behind the other, in the depths of the streets behind this principal barricade. At the very sight of it, one felt the agony.